You keep talking, please?
Okay, I would love to keep talking and never stop talking. I love talking.
Can you maybe bring the microphone closer to your dumb face?
How's this?
Oh my
god. Is this better?
Yes, actually. Quite a bit.
Well,
now it's too fucking loud, Evelyn. Use your brain. Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry. I've turned into my father.
Hold the fucking flashlight.
Okay, well, welcome to the final episode of This Is False.
Probably, but here's the thing. Last time we joked about that, we stopped doing it for like 3 months.
Yeah. Well, we stopped doing it this time for like a month.
Oh man, it's such a chore.
It is now.
Yeah.
Now that we have jobs and shit.
Oh, I know. It's so stupid.
Fucking hate working.
We're such stupid fucking idiots.
Listen, I have the dumbest job in the world. It's so dumb and I hate it.
Okay.
It's not the dumbest job in the world.
My
there
job
are
is
worse
the dumbest job in the world. It's the dumbest job in the world.
My job's...
it's also the easiest job in the world.
Yeah. So, my job is not easy.
No.
We don't need to talk about the company that I work for because I'm pretty sure that would get me a lot of shit, but...
Yeah, sorry about
that. But no, it's fine. It gives people a sense of lived-in-ness, you know? What am I trying to say here? So the job that I have, which has nothing to do with the 15 years of education that I put myself through and sacrificed everything for.
Which we like to call your brain mortgage.
My brain mortgage, yeah. Nothing to do with that at all. But if, like, one of the many things I do in my job is I'm going to be loading airplanes with freight.
Yeah.
And if I fuck up the weights, I might kill people and go to prison. Yeah. And I'm making $18.90 an hour.
That's so fucked
I
up.
I wonder why they can't keep anybody in the position that I'm in.
It's so fucked up because when the last job that I had, like when I was in food safety and you're literally responsible for not killing people, they pay you like a minimum of like $60,000 a year, you know, and you're getting $18 an hour and you might crash a plane.
Yeah. If I fuck it up.
And then go to jail.
Yeah, and they're like, we can't keep anybody in this job for longer than 2 or 3 months. It's amazing.
I mean, when your boss flips out on you in public.
Yeah, when he flips out on me for doing something that was his fucking fault. And like, we literally, what he told me to do.
Oh my god.
Oh, I miss Purolator. Oh, I miss it.
Yeah.
Purolator is it's a competitor to the company that I work for now.
Oh my god, you are so...
Whatever, there's like 9 of them. Figure it out.
That's true.
I don't give a shit. It's one of two. It's one of two. You guess.
Yeah.
Purple or brown, you pick. Doesn't matter. They're both shit.
Yeah.
Purolator's so much better. Oh my god.
Yeah. That's a
joke. Oh my god. I fucking grind my body into dust and make nothing. And I'm expected to do things that are like way higher than my pay grade. I'm still like... still have a decent lead on another really good job, so I probably won't get it
because live in late stage capitalism.
Because
we don't like to believe in anything around here.
Well, because it does it ever work out, Evelyn?
No.
No.
That's why we don't like to believe in anything.
But I did get a new job. I was working as just a driver for that company and was getting paid really nothing, and now I'm getting paid slightly more than nothing. Yeah.
And I got like a better job at my company.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing okay.
I went from literally wanting to die every time I was on the phones for 6 hours to being able to very easily do 8-hour shifts 5 days a week and have no problem.
Yeah.
It is so easy.
Paid lunches. They're not, it's still the wages, they're still poverty wages. We're both making poverty wages.
Yeah, we're both making poverty wages, but I'm in a better situation than I was a couple of weeks ago, and that makes me very happy. Like, I actually feel a weight off of my chest.
I do like that. At any given time, I have more than $40 in my bank account, usually.
I'm
not always.
I'm still not there, but I also, you know, I'm still on the, like, old paycheck from the old job where I couldn't, like, mentally handle working more than 6 hours a day, like, 3 days a week. So,
yeah,
I am still on that insanely. I can't believe that I made that work for so long. I don't know how... I did that. I think I was pulling money out of my ass or something.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm still on that. So like once the new paychecks kind of start to kick in, it'll be a little bit better. Yeah. Are you hearing buzzing?
Yeah, there is something up with your shit.
Yeah.
That's gonna just be annoying, that buzzing.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not editing this at all, so...
I'm not editing this.
Not-a-ding. Because I have to work 11 fucking hours tomorrow, and I don't really want to do anything else. I don't even want to do that.
That sounds terrible.
It's not 11 hours, actually. I'm not going until 9, so it's like 9 and a half, I guess.
I'm going to work for 8 hours, but I'm actually only going to work for about 2.
Yeah, I want one of those fucking jobs. I am, like, again, a heartbeat away from being a program director for the largest nonprofit in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, dude.
But...
I really think...
This will be the 5th job I've applied for with that nonprofit. And the first 4, they promised me the world on every one of them.
I know.
And then gave me nothing. But In fact, strung me along for months. It was a big part of the reason that we moved to this fucking province. Because I was so sure I was going to get that job.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, we're not even going to interview you after dicking you around for 3 months.
But I really feel like the longer this... I know this sounds ridiculously, stupidly optimistic. But I really feel like eventually you're going to be working with that nonprofit.
Maybe they are a good as far as nonprofits go, which all of them are kind of shit. And yeah, but
this one
actually does some cool shit.
There are some pretty cool policies that they have in place. And
yeah, and yeah. They are they need someone like me. Frankly, they fucking do.
Yeah,
and maybe I could use my big expensive brain for something.
Yeah,
I mean that's not to say that I think working for this logistical company that I work for, the one thing I will say, it's the same thing when I worked for Purolator. I really enjoyed the idea that I was doing a job that's really important to society.
Yeah, it is
really important. It's like a thing that you need, the people need to do it.
Yeah.
Which is why you should be actually paid fucking money to do it.
That's right. And jobs like mine shouldn't exist. But no. Your job should be higher paid because it's actually necessary to, a functioning civilization.
Literally, the world falls apart without logistics workers. That's literally a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the world also falls apart without, I mean, yeah, we're showing, we're seeing right now that the world falls apart without logistics workers because the borders are...
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna kick it old school. Because, this podcast is about whatever the fuck we want, people.
Yeah.
You come here to talk about polyamory and sexual relationships? Not today, motherfucker.
Not today.
We're gonna talk about some fascists.
Yeah. Some fashy fash.
Yeah.
Fuck the fash.
One of the reasons that we haven't recorded an episode for a while is because I wanted the next episode of this podcast to be about this and didn't want to have to put the energy into forming a real opinion about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have formed a real opinion about it.
I think we've been, for the last, couple of weeks, just been spitballing every day with each other about this stuff.
Yeah.
And, just kind of tossing it around. And I don't think you need to really... Because it's kind of a multifaceted thing. I've been getting in arguments with people and everything.
I haven't really been.
I have. And
I guess we did with the IWW branch here in Halifax. Not really an argument, but
not
just
an
argument.
Just I got my nose in there a little bit. But also, I a while ago was like, Ev, listen, we're not going to argue with idiots on the internet anymore. And then I always break that rule at some point because I'll be having some kind of day and I'll be like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, Kevin, for saying your stupid bullshit.
See, I want to focus the arguments on politicians.
No, I totally agree. And it's
if I'm going to do it. And
but
now
sometimes we live in a city. I want to do that too.
We live in a city where we don't know any politicians.
No, I know.
So.
And that's the thing. It's like, I can't cyberbully the mayor right now. But here's the thing.
You
probably
can.
No, we definitely could. I mean, we'll find something. But... But I want to be like, listen, I'm going to make the most out of my energy and put it into, fighting the people that I need to fight and not fighting my friends on the internet. But here I come walking back in with my bullshit, fucking yipping off at my friends on Facebook.
Honestly, I haven't done that now in over a year and it feels so good.
I was feeling so good about myself. I hadn't done it. And I was like, new year, new me. And now I'm like... Fuck you, Kevin. Here's the problem is that I've got a lot of family things going on right now, with my mom being an anti-vaxxer and my various parts of my family feuding with each other over their shit. There are different opinions in the same way that Urs is dealing with that stuff. But you know what I mean? It's
Yeah, but to Yeah, we don't need to mention that because
it's
possible that some of those family members are going to listen to this episode.
That's possible.
But so
my family.
We've been dancing around with the fuck we're talking about. We haven't actually said it, so we should.
Oh, we should definitely say it.
We all like again. You know what we're fucking talking about. Freedom Convoy, and like we don't need to talk about what that is.
Fuck you.
We don't need to fucking set that up because like if you don't know what that is, I don't know what to tell you.
Are you living under a rock?
You're not, so, definitely not living in any urban area of any kind, and you have no internet connection. And because like between the just they're in your the in your faceness of the actual convoy and the insane over coverage on which now. Now it's become so serious that now it warrants the coverage.
Yeah.
But for like the first two fucking weeks.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
It was the only story on CBC. It was like the top six fucking stories on CBC.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
And they started doing this, like, they didn't start covering it in any meaningful way. And, well, I mean, the coverage is still not very good. But it's still like.
The coverage is total horseshit.
Yeah, and but they still haven't covered, like, oh, hey, here's, you know, there are people coming into homeless shelters and, like, bullying fucking homeless people and, like, smashing windows of homeless shelters and harassing people on the street and, you know what I mean?
It's chasing like, people down, chasing visible minorities down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, a little bit fashy.
And then you talk to some of these fucking freedom fighters that they call themselves, which makes me throw up in my mouth and swallow it and then spit it into their mouths. it's like, you talk to some of them and they're like, oh, you know, one bad apple, you know, you see one Nazi there. What is it, a problem? Oh, it's like, yeah, it is a fucking problem.
You see one Nazi flag and all of a sudden they're all Nazis? Yeah, yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
If they're still standing there once the fucking Nazi flag comes out, then yeah, kinda.
This is where the thing happens where I get into the fights with the people on the internet. Because I'm like, they're like, well, you know, there was one person. And it's like, yeah. And you know what happens when one person shows up to, you know, one Nazi shows up to the rallies I go to? They get knocked the fuck out. You know what I mean? It's like.
So here's the. I just want to go for a minute.
Go. Yeah, no, you know what? I've been waiting for you to have a mic in front of you because you have been needing to fucking go.
Okay. So.
I'm going to sit back and have a drink.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
So, I don't really have fully formed opinions on this yet. However, what I do know is that there are two predominant sides within the mainstream media, and they're the same two predominant sides that are always in the mainstream media, and are dominating mainstream discourse, and that is the sort of right-wing, supportive of the convoy shit, and the liberals who are against it.
Yeah.
And they're both equally wrong. And maybe not equally wrong, but they're both fucking wrong. And as per usual, the media coverage has been somewhere between, at least at first, was very like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not supportive, but very like,
lenient,
reverent toward, toward the convoy. Now that seems to have shifted a bit, but it's still very much in the definitely not the same kind of tone you would have seen for the rail blockades that Indigenous folks were doing, or Black Lives Matter. Definitely still more a positive hue, a little more of a glorifying heroic hue than you would see typically for those, either of those things, especially the Indigenous blockades. Holy shit.
Well, look at the difference. The coverage there. Different. Look at the difference in the amount of white people at this convoy.
Yeah. So.
Like. It's stupid.
On one hand, you have. So this is where it's difficult. This is where I've tried to avoid. I tried to avoid having an opinion about this because it just didn't seem worth it. And it probably isn't still worth it. But. Like. I, personally speaking, I'm a little bit hesitant to support vaccine mandates. The reason I'm hesitant to support vaccine mandates has nothing to do with my freedom.
No.
But it has everything to do with maybe it's the overreaching of government. Maybe it's more that like.
Is it like the impact that it has on workers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe people should lose their fucking jobs.
Yeah.
I believe that most people who aren't getting the vaccine are not Nazis. They're not these right-wing freedom idiots.
Yeah.
They're not even fucking truck-driving country boys. They're not even that.
No.
They're just fucking people who are looking at the world as it is and going, okay, but why would I trust mega corporations like Pfizer and Moderna? And why would I trust the Canadian government or any other government?
No, their suspicion is correct.
Yeah, when those things have been doing nothing but fucking me over. Yeah. Why suddenly do they care about my health when they don't any other time for any other reason?
Yes, and that's fair. Their suspicions are correct.
And in that category sits a lot of non-white people, a lot of poor people, a lot of like working poor people. And with those people, and some of those people are showing up to these Freedom Convoy things. I'm sympathetic to that because that at least shows it tells me that those people think about the world in a way that's actually fairly critical and is like, hold up.
Yeah.
Why do they fucking care about me now?
We've been targeted in the past, so why wouldn't they be targeting us now?
Right.
Yeah.
And not us. We're not saying us as in me
I'm
and you,
saying
but
us as in the
yeah, from their perspective, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also hesitant on vaccine mandates because I do believe that that is not the fucking problem. The way that COVID-19 is the reason it's still around and the reason we got to the Omicron variant and the reason we're still getting fucked by this virus, I don't think really has much to do with people not getting the vaccine. I really don't, because the vast majority of the population are vaccinated.
I mean, I feel like it would have made a big difference if they would have just done the correct term of lockdown in the first place.
Yes. Several different times.
Because and that
at any given time.
Yeah, exactly. Because at that point it doesn't matter who's vaccinated. If you're locked down, it's like, okay, this is why there are other countries that got over this way better than we did.
But they don't. And that brings me to the other part of this. The reason we keep getting hit is because these big companies need to make a fucking profit and the government and the major Western power governments need to ensure that those profits are upheld. Yeah. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
To the extent that while in Canada we have like an 88% or whatever it is, full vaccination rate, it's in the 80s. It's the vast majority of people, but there are countries in the world where it would be maybe higher than that, but they can't get access to vaccines because they can't afford them.
Yeah, that's true.
And so in those countries, the virus is just allowed to run rampant. And then that's maybe where you get some of the variants coming up. That's maybe where definitely you have the risk of new, more deadly variants taking hold because there's more people for it to spread around to. And then no matter what we do, even if we were at 100% vaccination, we would still be susceptible to those variants because these companies hold patents on the fucking vaccines, which every single person who's in charge of that decision should have their head cut off tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree.
And the fact that they're still breathing, let alone being able to collect the salaries they do,
and in the
free air we all breathe, is a huge crime. And that to me is the bigger reason we're still in this mess. And like when you look at the Freedom Convoy, it's like, yeah, man, I'm frustrated too, but not because of vaccine mandates, not because of like all this other like lockdown restrictions. I get it. Your anger again, as always, is directed at the wrong thing. When it comes to conservatives, they're directing it at fucking minorities for some reason, and they're directing it at Justin Trudeau and like who knows. That's the thing. It's so, what are they even mad at? And then you have liberals who are mad at the fucking Freedom Convoy people and who are mad at anti-vaxxers or people who don't get vaccinated, even though there's such a small slice of the population, they're rendered almost they don't even really need to be thought about.
They're mad at Trudeau because of vaccine mandates, which are mandated provincially, not federally. So they're going to, they're taking it to a federal level, but it's a provincial issue. But I mean, here's the other thing. This could be, you know, potentially a really good opportunity for us to get two birds stoned at once, you know, like, hey, truckers, why don't we get, you know, we should be mad at these fat cats at Pfizer and wherever else. And, you know, they're trying to pump you full of that crazy commie juice and, you know.
But that's the problem is that they don't. That's not the real issue.
Well, and no, this is the real issue is like it's. I truly believe that a lot of people are there not because of vaccine mandates. They're there because it's an opportunity for them to go and fucking get pissed off at turdo again for, you know, whatever.
I mean, why?
If it wasn't this, it would be something else.
Why else are they draping themselves in the Canadian flag exactly. and in provincial flags and the Union Jack and like these like at this point.
And Confederate flags, for the record.
And Confederate flags and Nazi flags and Don't Tread on Me flags and, and all these other fucking things that are representative of something. Yeah. I wonder what. And yes, the Canadian flag is representative of that, too. We just like to pretend it's not.
Absolutely.
It's actually interesting watching the Canadian flag be used for its real purpose, which is white supremacy.
Yeah. It's funny how well it fits in with all those other
flags.
It's
funny, right?
Yeah.
I made a joke on Facebook, and I think I took it down because I got immediate shit for it.
Humboldt Broncos.
Yeah, I said the Venn diagram between people who were all fucking upset about the Humboldt crash and are now freedom. The Venn diagram is a circle.
Yeah, it is.
And again, the undertones of that, just like the undertones of this, is this white supremacist Canadian identity.
It's been a nationalist thing for a really long time, and it's always like that. But it's always a thing where it's like we're gonna get together because we're real Canadians. We're real Canadians. These are also. You know, if you were to group in the amount of anti-immigration folk that are around here, you know what I mean? That would be another circle. It would be a direct overlap to the Humboldt folks and the anti-vax folks. Anti-immigration folks would be right there with you because
hockey fans, monogamists.
Oh fuck! But yeah,
but it just so it's funny because. I don't know if you know. Do you know Al Moayed?
I have no idea. You know, I don't know names of anything.
Al Moayed is a guy in Windsor who's a strong leftist. He's been around a long time. You probably do. You know him. You've seen him around, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
He's funny.
Too many concussions to remember names, my friend.
He's funny. He's smart. Anyway, the point is, he was on Instagram today, and he went to the fucking front lines of this thing because the police cleared out. The truckers blocking the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor. We miss all the shit, by the way.
Yeah.
And he was going around and like, it was just really funny to watch him talk about, like, he's like, oh, fuck, it's the white on white fight. It's the fucking police and the Freedom Convoy. Let's go watch white people kick the shit out of each other. This is fucking amazing. And so he was like going and just like taking pictures or like showing videos of like cops confronting these truckers and be like, what are you even fighting about? What are you even fighting about? White people have no idea what they're fighting about.
Are you guys going to have beers later?
Like, what is happening right now? Yeah. And I think that he brings up a decent point where I've been seeing this too, right? All the same liberals who were out for the Black Lives Matter protests are suddenly the most pro-cop motherfuckers you have ever seen.
Oh yeah,
and like are cheering on the cops while they remove these people. And again, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Liberals
and
are so fucking wandering lost toddlers in a mall. Like I know it's so fucking stupid. Yeah,
fucking juice mouths.
They are a bunch of juice mouths. Fucking jam hands, juice fucking mouths. They don't know where their mom is.
Jam hands.
They're just like, you mad?
Making
no, I'm
every
mad.
Surface in your world sticky.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
I'm mad about this now.
But like, the police response has been hilarious because I mean, it's funny because Reno dipshit Bordelon fuckface, who we're still gonna bring up in this podcast once in a while, even though we're really far away from him. He was talking about how. The Windsor police are doing the same thing for this protest as they were for every other protest of the last 2 years.
Ha!
Which is hilarious.
That's fucking hilarious.
Were you at Emancipation Day
damn right
in 2020?
I was. Emancipation Day had like fucking 11 vehicles circling.
The SWAT team,
they brought out the Tonka Truck. They even had, in addition to the vehicles that were surrounding us at Charles Clark Square, there were like 8 more down at the river to make sure. I'm assuming they thought that we were going to march back out.
Snipers on the roofs of the courthouse.
Yeah, snipers on the roofs of the courthouse. It was fucking ridiculous.
And you know how many people
fucking march when they had cops biking up on top of the hill when we took the lower route, which I still think we shouldn't have fucking done.
Sure, but that at least there was like a few thousand people. Yeah. Emancipation Day, there was like 45 people reciting poetry in Charles Clark Square.
There were more cops there than there were activists.
There were more cops than there were people.
Yeah.
And like...
It's ridiculous.
And Reno's out here being like, well, it's the same. No, fuck
no,
you,
it's
buddy.
Not. Reno's
fuck
a fucking
you.
Dipshit.
The only reason that they finally cleared them out today...
Yeah.
The only reason that they did that is because... The economy. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck what you're protesting. But as soon as you get in the way of the economy flowing, then they'll go and arrest you.
Yeah.
that's the biggest reason I've ever seen to actually disrupt the economy more often. Maybe we should strike or something instead of having a bunch of middle class fucking truck drivers block a fucking intersection.
Well, yeah. I mean, as soon as, like, we just went and got groceries today, you know, there's nothing on the shelves. And so it's like,
yeah, it's all expensive. What's there? I don't know how much of a connection there is there, but there's definitely hyperinflation happening. There's a lot of reasons to be mad.
There's a lot of reasons to be mad, but what I'm saying is, like, okay, how many little straws can we keep putting on the camel's back until we're like, okay, we're fucking done? It's watching this, out of everything else, watching this convoy thing makes me just be like, well, that's a kick in the nuts. You know? It's like, not, I don't ever want to see cops fucking beating down people, because fuck the cops. ACAB yeah. forever.
Yeah,
but
you
man,
shouldn't. You shouldn't be cheering on the cops in any circumstance.
In any
I don't care what side
ever.
You think you're on.
Yeah, exactly. The
moment
they're
that not
Derek
on your
Chauvin
side.
Got sent to jail, he became a prisoner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that's how I feel. You shouldn't fuck the cops always, but the fucking contrast is stark.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, the cops were letting them into places. The cops were bringing them food. Like, there's people in Ottawa who were taking videos of the cops bringing them fucking hot meals and shit.
Dude, I was talking to a guy that I know in Chatham, and he was like, oh, yeah, I was fist bumping cops all day out there in fucking Freedom Rally. And I was like, yeah, exactly. You and the fucking neo-Nazis. Like, go fuck yourself. Like, how can you?
Yeah. Like, this, the point is, I guess, that there's a lot of, like,
frustrating.
You're either pro-convoy and therefore anti-vaccine mandate, or you are pro-vaccine mandate and anti-convoy, and anyone else is non-existent, which, of course,
is ridiculous.
I implore you, there's a third way. There's always a third way.
There's way more than... Yeah, and this is one of the things that I've been discussing with people is, like, okay, just because I'm not... people have assumed that because I am anti-convoy that I am pro-government, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because this is clearly folks that don't understand me or understand any of the things that I've been working for the last 25 years. But, like, you know, it's like, it's a multifaceted thing. Most of these things are multifaceted. I mean, when it comes to direct things such as, like, BLM and things like that, and issues of direct racism where it's like people are getting killed by cops, you know, yeah, that's kind of, like, to me anyway, pretty black and white. Like,
yeah, and to be fair,
yeah,
this is the other problem with the freedom, because people have been, the media has been loving the comparisons between the Freedom Convoy and BLM.
Oh, it's driving me fucking nuts.
People are dying at the hands
yes.
of cops.
Yeah,
who's dying? Who are these Freedom like that? The stakes are a little fucking different. I'm sorry.
It's ridiculous.
They are. There are people who have legitimate reasons to not want to get vaccinated,
yeah.
and some of them have health problems, and the government is not giving them exemptions, and I get that.
Yes, and that's a problem.
I get how all this is very fucking complicated and very nuanced.
Yeah.
But if you're lining up with the Nazis, I don't really care if you're right or not.
You're a Nazi.
You're lining up with the fucking Nazis.
Yeah. And not
Go
only
home.
That, but, like, if in any situation, anyone... If you're having a conversation with someone and they're, like, talking about the convoy, well, you support BLM or you support Idle No More, or you support whatever, you know, then that conversation, I think, is over.
Yeah. I think,
you know,
I think you're right.
I think that conversation is over. Because
if you don't understand the difference.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand the difference in tactics, frankly,
yeah.
because what BLM and I don't know more than any of these other movements have never done is terrorize inner city populations.
That's right.
They are usually composed of inner city populations.
Exactly.
They've never gone to a downtown and shut it down to the point where people aren't getting medical help
yeah.
or where people aren't
people
being able to sleep at 3 o'clock
exactly.
in the morning because of fucking honking horns and
yeah.
debauchery.
Yeah.
That doesn't fucking happen.
Yeah.
And like there is a huge difference between the way that those protests are structured.
That's right.
One is structured around care, and the other is structured around being a fucking prick.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a huge difference.
Yeah, and there's also a huge difference between agitation for, you know, for the greater purpose. You know, agitation in terms of organizing, agitation in terms of raising awareness, but also, like, affecting change. You know, when used in direct action, you know, agitation is a really important thing, but we don't do it in a way that will actively harm marginalized people.
Or communities in general.
Or any communities, yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Because, like, what's happening with these convoys is, like, kind of the thing that's always said to be happening in Black Lives Matter or other protests like that, where people are coming from outside a city into a city to do a thing.
That's right.
That's always accused of Black Lives Matter, but it's never the case.
Yeah.
This is actually happening with the Freedom Convoy, but
literally.
Yet the media doesn't talk about that.
And I don't understand how they could not, because it's so
Or
blatant.
They do, but they don't say it in the same yeah. way. They don't say it the
like
same.
You look at what happened in the G20, right? Like when they were bringing, they were shipping in cops from all over Canada, and there were folks coming in from all over the place. Because it's the G20, and it's a gathering of people from all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a global issue. It's understandable. You know what I mean? It's like, this convoy has nothing to do with any other movement that no. we've had.
And it also is so, again, what do they actually want? They want an end to mandates?
I think so.
They want an end to fucking, like, lockdowns and shit?
I think it's the end to mandates. I think...
It's the end of, like, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, lockdowns, all this kind of shit. And I get it because...
I don't know what they are going to accomplish, though.
Like, I get it from a level because it's like, oh, yeah, like, the government changes their fucking mind every other week about what they're going to do. They open up clearly too early and it gets a bunch of people sick and then they close yeah. down again. And if you're not really affected by that in any real way, then, yeah, I can see how it's like, well, why the fuck are they still doing this? That all makes sense, but what is there, like, I don't know. We don't need to get into that shit, because I don't really care.
I get it. I was looking up something because I was going to share it, and now I can't remember what it was, but fucking ADHD.
Like, at the end of the day, this, like, the Freedom Convoys are about more than these fucking mandates.
Yes.
And again, just look at the flags they're draping themselves in to yeah. know that.
Yeah.
It's a white supremacist... It's not even just about the flags, it's about the behavior, it's about the things they say.
I was just going to say that, yeah. And it's about, you're seeing members of the community who are coming into different organizations, coming into shelters, coming into local branches of whatever outreach groups and saying, hey, this is a huge problem. You know, this is negatively affecting my life. I can't eat right now. I can't sleep right now. I have nowhere to go tonight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just got my fucking ass kicked by some fucking... asshole in a, you know, draped in a Canadian flag. You know what I mean? It's like, when are we seeing this in any other, like, how the fuck is there a tie? I can't even fucking make words go good. I'm so mad about it. That's what really pisses me off, because it's like, yeah, you know what? You're showing us what Canada's about.
And
you're showing,
like,
us exactly what Canada's about. A bunch of fucking assholes in Canadian flags occupying a place that they have no fucking business occupying, fucking up the
for
lives.
For no reason whatsoever.
For no reason whatsoever. Fucking up the lives of the people that are already existing there. You're right. That's Canadian
as fuck. And fucking up the lives of the people who have nothing to do with the mandates.
Exactly.
They're just fucking living.
Exactly.
And like
what more Canadian, like, do you, you're gonna, you know, you're going how to, more
you're going
Canadian
to Ottawa
can you get?
And you're standing in downtown Ottawa and in residential streets?
Yeah.
Well, fucking Parliament's prorogued. They're out. They're not prorogued. They're just not there. They're not even fucking there.
No, I know. But just like the entire thing could not be more Canadian if you literally steeped a fucking beaver in some fucking double coffee. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's so Canadian. It's so colonizey fucking bullshit Canada. Ugh.
Blah. And like, it is... not a working class movement.
No, not at all.
I'm sorry, but if you have time to take 2 weeks off work to sit your fucking truck in the middle of a city, then you're not working class, first of all. And secondly, like...
You're now putting people out of work.
You're putting people out of work. You're yeah. doing the opposite of what a yeah. fucking working class movement would be doing.
Yeah.
And like... it's just so... like, it's funny, because what have we been saying on the left? Not just us, but like... And again, the left, whatever, I don't even like using that term anymore, but what other fucking thing can we call it? What have socialists and communists been saying since the dawn of capitalism?
Yeah.
If you allow liberal capitalism to run amok, fascism will take hold.
Yeah.
And like this, I'm not saying that everyone who's out in the Freedom Convoy is a fascist. I don't think they know that what they're doing is fascistic. But it is.
Wait,
like, whether they identify themselves, of course they don't identify as fascists, and they probably don't even think they are, but they're doing fascist things.
They don't think that they're fascist, which is why going there and holding up a sign saying, you're being a fascist, isn't fucking effective.
No, yeah, and we can get to that in a second.
Exactly,
but, like,
but go on.
But, like, fuck. Lost my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But no, a lot of people there don't think that they're fascists. But the thing is, when you do associate with the one or two or 50 fascists that actually are there,
But even then, if you're doing things that are fascistic, like being violent and intimidating to get your way, which is fucking fascism,
and disrupt the lives of people there, and
yeah, that's fascism. That's what the fucking brown shirts did. Whether or not you like it, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And this is, again, we've been saying, but also like scholars, intellectuals, workers, people have been saying this for like over fucking almost two centuries at this point.
Yeah.
If under capitalism, it will eventually go to one of two choices. You're either going to go socialist or you're going to go fascist.
Yeah.
And like, we're seeing now when people's lives are made harder, when inflation is on the rise, when there's a deadly pandemic, when there's never ending climate change disasters, when there's all this other fucking shit, when there's decreased wages and higher cost of living and housing crisis and food crisis and economic crises. You're seeing the backlash. The backlash is going to be something like this.
Yeah.
And like, unless you start to do the socialism, unless you start to do the communism, unless you start to like even just social democratic shit, where you start to make lives a little bit easier on the margins, this is why the New Deal existed. This is why coming out of World War II, the United States did more for working class people than they ever have in their history, white working class people, but nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Working class people, they did that to kill the rise of fascism. Literally, FDR in speeches would say, "This is what we're doing to stop fascism. We have to make people's lives livable. That's what we have to do." And like, we're at the point in 2022 with all these different intersecting crises where people's lives are getting harder and harder and harder and harder and harder, and you are going to see more backlashes like this.
Yeah,
and they're going to get more and more violent. And they're going to get more and more interested in taking power.
Well, we're getting very close to like the breaking point, right? Like we need to kind of, at some point we're going to have to shit or get off the pot, right? Like,
and like, I still believe that ultimately there will be some social democratic changes that will come in place before outright fascism takes hold. But
because
we're so far from fascism, it's not even funny. Like I'm not sitting here saying we're around the corner from it, but we're starting to see these tactics being used, and it is a response to material conditions.
Yeah. And the other thing that I'm noticing is that like fascists are a lot more comfortable being publicly fashy now. And that's a problem. Yeah. That's a huge problem.
Well, because they've been spurned on by like the entire Conservative Party and Republican Party.
Yeah, exactly. you know, it's kind of breeding more fascists because there are folks, like we're saying, that are at the convoy who are not, you know, don't consider themselves fascists, but obviously are, you know, being kind of fashy.
These are the people who
are baby fascists.
And these people who are swept up in the movement when it comes along.
That's what I'm saying, is that these people are getting support from fascists.
Yeah.
Because they're getting shit on by everybody else.
Like Nazi Germany was
shit on by everybody else, and they're saying, fuck man, I'm just concerned about my family, I'm just concerned about my job, I'm just whatever, and I'm getting shit on by all of these people who I thought, you know, were my friends and family. Oh, but there's this group of people over here who are going to this rally that are going to support me, and you know, maybe I'll join them.
That are providing a narrative too.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the other thing.
They start to pick up that narrative. They start to pick up that narrative, and that's because what other alternative is?
Whatever, because the liberal,
they have no other alternative.
The liberal narrative makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
And doesn't actually
ridiculous.
The liberal narrative doesn't even fucking represent reality half the time. And then, you know, the left, I'm sorry, but we don't have our shit together, and it's not our fault. I'm not saying it's our fault, but like, we don't have any fucking money or resources, and we're too busy working our asses off, and so yeah, we don't have the fucking ability to construct these narratives. They exist, but getting them to people is really difficult.
We also need to fucking focus a little bit more, guys.
Yeah, maybe put the fucking signs down and actually do something like organize your workplace.
We got to start focusing the fights. Things that are going to be most effective.
You'll notice at the same time that this Freedom Convoy shit's happening, and you're seeing at the same time, what is it now, 30 Starbucks in 16 different cities in the United States are filing for unionization?
That's right.
Amazon workers across the fucking country, across the continent, are starting to like really take serious the idea of forming unions.
Yeah.
That's also a response. That's the other side response. And that's the response that we on the left should be focusing on.
Exactly. That's the part, because we're...
Keep your head down and focus.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, I get it. We need to make fascists afraid again. Absolutely the fuck we do. But there's a way to do that is actually going to make fascists afraid.
And
going out and just,
yelling at them a little bit is not going to do it.
No. And also, most of those people who don't identify themselves as fascist but are sort of falling victim to that cult.
You can give them a narrative, which is unionizing their fucking workplace.
Maybe join a union. Maybe fucking fight for something like that. Because exactly. It's going to itch. It's going to scratch that fucking itch, but it's going to lead them away from the shitty thing into a thing that's actually helpful to the community and the people around them.
But that's why this is a good thing that we're talking about this, because it's like this. I really feel like we're at this turning point right now, and it's like, there are a lot of people who are very, very vulnerable right now to which side they go to, you know, and there are two sides to this, you know, and it's like, you can either go the fash route or you can go the organizing route.
Yeah.
And fuck, man.
And you know what? The narrative that people on the right are providing is a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
It requires a lot less personal responsibility.
Well,
it's
a lot easier to deal with the cops on that side of things.
It's a lot more glorifying.
Yeah.
This is the other thing. We got to divorce ourselves on the left from things needing to be glamorous, because it's not fucking organizing is not glamorous. Get over it.
Yeah, sometimes you're going to go out and the most effective thing that you do that day means that you're not wearing a balaclava.
Yeah.
You know, you have to
go and talk to your fellow workers. Go and talk to the tenants in your building.
Go provide mutual aid to communities and have conversations with those people. Agitate, educate, organize.
And yeah, it's fucking hard work. It takes forever. And maybe we don't have time and we are definitely under-resourced.
Yeah,
but like that to me, that's not really an excuse, like, because we waste so much time going to these fucking rallies and yelling at these people when it's like, what is that doing except wasting your Saturday? I don't understand.
Being underfunded doesn't really even come into play until you've gone out and had those conversations with people in your community. So like, funding doesn't matter if you don't have anybody to fucking, you know, to organize, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't have those conversations, why the fuck are we even talking about funding yet? You know what
I mean? Yeah, but I mean, like...
we do need funding, yes.
I mean, like, if you look at the Freedom Convoy, they're getting money from some very nefarious, very deep-pocketed places.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. It's like,
a GoFundMe.
Because, like, we both know people, and, like, I don't want to name names or anything, but, like, we had conversations earlier today about a certain person who is a fellow logistics worker who is very working class and does identify as a working class person who gives a shit about those issues, but who is the one saying, okay, but a Nazi flag or two is probably not a big deal. And that is fucking terrifying. That is the terrifying thing, because that is exactly how, if you look at like, and I don't like comparing everything to Nazi Germany. It's just the one everybody knows.
But
so
when
just
it's
bear
actual
with
Nazi
me.
Flags, I think you can.
Sure. But like, even just in general, like the Nazis branded themselves socialist for a fucking reason. All right.
It's not even just more palatable.
It's a working class thing.
Yeah.
They targeted the working class with their message.
Well,
that's
it's more
what fascists
to people
do.
That are looking for an outlet.
Yeah.
Is the thing. It's like, that's those baby fascists that we got at the rally.
Like, there's
just working class people who are worried about their families. That's those people.
Yeah. Did you notice over here in the school around the corner from us, the big giant Canadian flag hanging in the window with the lights behind it?
No.
A teacher probably put that shit up. And now again, I know it's just a Canadian flag, but we now know what that has a fucking different meaning right now than it did a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Teachers and postal workers who are sympathizing with this shit should be scaring the shit out of everyone.
Yeah.
Because that is how it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
If we have the teachers and postal workers, teachers and logistics workers in general, are two of the fucking most important working people. Like, I know, I'm like, it's health, logistics, and education, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the three fucking pillars of shit.
Yeah.
And in logistics, I have a wide umbrella for logistics. It doesn't just include like pure later and couriers and shit. I also include like grocery store workers and anyone moving product and putting it on a shelf, retail workers, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Falls into logistics.
Yeah.
Like when you start having that happen,
I know. It's scary.
You don't want the right having compelling narratives for those people.
That's right.
You don't want that.
No. The whole thing, like this entire thing, has made me so on edge, so nauseous. I haven't been hungry. I haven't been like, I haven't been sleeping right. And it's just because it's like, it's so fucking telling.
And it hasn't really been a thing here in Halifax. So I think you and I have both been able to kind of ignore it a little bit.
Mostly in Halifax. But like, man, we 90% of the people that we know live in Ontario.
Live in Windsor.
Yeah.
And it's fucking real bad right now.
And I have a bunch of people that I know in Ottawa. And it's just like, it's just this whole, I don't know. I just feel so sick about this whole thing. And it's just, it's affecting me a lot more than I thought it was at first. You know, like at first I was like, oh, fucking these dipshits are, you know, doing their stupid dipshit parade in Ottawa. And then I'm just like, I'm stressed out. I'm irritable all the time right now. I'm not eating. I'm not sleeping. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's really, really affecting me. And it's because...
It's not affecting me that much, I'll be honest, but...
It's affecting me a lot because I'm seeing where it's headed. You know what I mean? And I'm like, fuck.
It's only not affecting me that much because of the shit we're talking about at the top where, like, exactly. I'm poor and working too much and I just don't really want to engage with
you. You are literally tapped out right now. You are tapped out.
Yeah, I have limited spoons and I'm not putting them
and
toward
I have
this
a
shit.
Little bit more spoons right now because my job is a lot less demanding right now. So it's like, I do have more spoons and it's like, I'm also starting, hold on, I have to do a big burp.
No, I'm not editing that out.
Good.
Staying in there. I don't give a fuck.
I would have made it better. But anyway, so, but I'm also like at this point in my life where it's like, oh, I'm doing a fresh start. I'm just, you know, doing a new thing. I need to, things were going horribly wrong for me back in Ontario. And now we're in Nova Scotia. And I'm like, yeah, things are, so I have these extra spoons. And then I'm like, oh, the Nazis are gathering. It's like, what the fuck is that?
They're gathering and they're getting support.
The Nazis are gathering.
And they're getting support. And they're doing it under the Canadian flag. And I'm not saying, again, like, we're using the word Nazi pejoratively here. We're not.
Yeah, no,
I'm not saying they're actual fucking, except for the ones that are carrying actual Nazi flags. But But there is this overtly far-right white nationalist thing.
Yeah.
That's there. And I don't care if you want to call that Nazism or not.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
It doesn't matter.
It's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
All right? It's real fucking bad is the point.
Yeah. And this is one another thing that, like, when we're talking about focusing your fight, is, like, there's a lot of leftists who are, like, spending way too much fucking time talking about why we're, like, what we're labeling thing. What are we labeling this? What are we labeling that? Like,
oh, God, it's like, exhausting. It's like, on
the, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It makes me...
And do the work.
Yeah, it just really... I don't even want to identify as a leftist anymore because,
well,
like,
yeah.
I feel like we're so fucking fractured and distracted from the real problem at this point. It's like...
This is why I get called a bad feminist. I get called a bad fucking leftist. I get called all this shit because I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
Listen. I'm old now.
Yeah. I'm tired.
And we already did this and it didn't fucking work, okay?
We did this before and it didn't matter. If you fucking... Listen, you should do the things that you should do the things that are going to make someone's life a little bit easier. But let's not obsess over the little things. Let's make sure we get fucking food into mouths and fucking boots on the ground and fucking workplaces organized and make the bigger picture better instead of focusing on this little piddly ass fucking bullshit. Maybe we focus on the fucking Nazis in Ottawa!
Or just like the... No, we don't focus on the Nazis.
No,
in
I know.
We don't. That's actually the fucking point.
That's
is we
true.
Don't. Because if everybody just stopped fucking doing that, they would go home.
I'm talking about the bigger picture. The fact that
in why are the Nazis there in the
exactly.
first?
Exactly.
Why are people turning to these ideologies more and more?
That's
frequently?
What I'm saying. Is like we don't need to focus on the fact that they're actually there. What I'm saying is that we need to focus on the fact that people are in such a situation where they are now susceptible to fascist thoughts and fascist actions that are being carried out.
That is not an accident.
No,
like,
it's not.
The other day, a friend of mine was saying something along the lines of, like, oh, we just skipped right ahead to the Depression. We didn't get the Roaring Twenties. And I had to remind this person, we are in the Roaring Twenties right now.
Yeah.
This is what the 20s were actually like.
Yeah.
A few people, a professional middle class, for lack of a better term, I know they weren't necessarily that back then, but something similar, and rich people who were doing extremely well, and everyone else suffering. That's what the 20s were.
Yeah.
This narrative of the Roaring 20s is horseshit.
Yeah.
It always was horseshit. It was an incredibly unequal, incredibly fucked up, hyper-capitalist society, just like we have right now.
Yeah.
The Depression part hasn't hit yet. Yeah, all right. This is and the depression part came with fascism.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, if we think we're going to avoid that now because it's 2022 and we're more enlightened,
and we recognize shit like that, we clearly don't, and we're showing right now that we don't.
And it's not going to look the same. And I think people want it to be jackbooted thugs with swastikas on their arms. And that's not what it's going to fuck. It's going to be the Canadian flag. It's going to be the American flag.
Absolutely.
It's going to be, it's going to look a lot like it does right now. It's just going to be a little bit more fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, and I'm not trying to be like a doomsayer. I still believe that we can avoid that. And I think we will, because we kind of have to. We also have the climate thing now bearing down on all of us and this pandemic bullshit. Like, these are problems that weren't really existing in the 20s and 30s. I mean, I know there's the Spanish flu, but you know.
Yeah.
There's different crises that are all coming to a head that are actually much more existential than they were in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And we really got to fucking...
Yeah.
We really got to stay focused. And again, staying focused means organizing with your community, organizing into unions, organizing into tenant unions, organizing into mutual aid groups, because that's the shit. I know it's not glamorous and it's fucking hard and it doesn't work most of the time, but God damn it, it's the only fucking thing that has ever actually worked to make people's lives better.
But people are apprehensive to do it because they're like, well, I'm not seeing the direct payoff. I'm not seeing the direct payoff from this. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
we just need a few key wins. I remember I wrote a fucking corny ass song when Bernie Sanders looked like he was going to become the Democratic nominee for president.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called One Win. And the premise of it was basically, we just need one fucking big win. We need one big win and then shit starts to happen.
Yeah.
And I really believe that that was something like Bessemer.
Oh, yeah.
With the Amazon union vote.
If one of
these major Amazon plants falls to a union, that, I think, is the thing. I think that's one of the big things that starts to really change shit.
Yeah.
Because they're a huge monstrosity of an employer.
And a lot of people compare a lot of things to Amazon, right? Like, it's like when people have conversations like, hey, well, you know, if you're doing better than or if you're not doing as good as Amazon is, then you must be really fucking up. And you know what I mean? Like, that was a conversation that you had with a coworker at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's better for me to go work at Amazon than it is to work here. Wow. That's saying something. Exactly. So if you see, you know, one of the big giants fall in one of its little areas and you see them, you know, organized, and it's, oh.
And Starbucks, too. Starbucks is a massive Starbucks employer. Starbucks
is huge. And Starbucks is not getting any fucking coverage, obviously, because it's unionizing. But that shit is one of the little mini, like, burnout reversers. You know,
because
there's so many burned out socialists and so many burned out communists right now. And they're just like, fucking, oh, I'm old and I'm tired and I'm jaded. And fuck this shit. You know, we really need a win.
Yeah. And it needs to be a real win.
A big one.
Because, again, I'm done. And I said this fucking 5-6 years ago, but I'm really done with it now. I will never show up to your protest if all you're doing is symbolic bullshit.
Yeah.
Never again. I'm sorry. If all you're doing is holding signs and marching around so you can go home later and pat yourself on the back, I'm not showing up to your shit.
Yeah.
I'm taking my Saturday and I'm masturbating and I'm eating chips. All right? That's what I'm doing. And it'll be much more,
you know what? It'll be
constructive
better for
use of my time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like,
we're so susceptible to burnout too because of the amount of rage and such passionate issues that we work on, right? And it's like, you really need to be careful and conservative with how you use your energy. You really do. And if you're wasting it fucking infighting, first of all, get fucked. But if you're wasting it on things that are performative, you're not fucking... You might get the little, you know, carrot at the end of your tiny stick, the, you know,
you
that day.
Though.
But that's not going to do anything for you long term. That doesn't do anything for the movement.
Well, you'd be like, oh, I'm a better leftist than this person because I promote safe spaces in my... Fuck off. I don't care.
If you want to be an effective leftist, you need to drop that notion of I'm this better leftist. You need to say we are fucking leftists and we're not going to be able to get anything done unless we work together.
And
it's not going to be fucking glamorous.
And we're trying to form a mass movement, which means all of those liberals that you hate so much, and I hate them too.
Yeah.
I hate them so much. We all know this.
Yeah.
They're going to need to be brought over to our side if we're going to do anything.
Yeah.
So, like, what does that mean? That means you're going to have to work with people you disagree with. You have to work with people that probably have different political opinions than you, who have different views on various things than you, that might you might find really problematic, actually. But if you don't fucking learn to do that, we're fucked.
Yeah. And honestly, like, this, we've had this conversation when it comes to organizing incarcerated workers before. And it's like, you're not always going to agree with some folks, you know?
Yeah.
You're not.
People in prison have some opinions.
People in prison have some opinions.
You're not going to like them.
Yeah. Sometimes you're going to be organizing with people who you've been fighting against for a really long time, you know? But an incarcerated worker is an incarcerated worker. And if, you know, you got to be able to set your shit aside if you really want to do the work.
I care more about class position than I do about opinion. And that's not to say that I'm willing to put marginalized people in the crosshairs of violence. That is not what I'm saying. Please do not misunderstand me. That is definitely not what I'm saying. But if you bring, let's say you bring some bigots into your big mass movement, your huge mass movement that's taken over shit. Yeah. Those voices are going to be diluted by the mass whole. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ignore what I just said because it was stupid wording. But like, mass whole.
I'm sorry. I can't stop grinning.
It's a mass whole.
Keep going. You're going to lose your thoughts.
But like, those voices being brought into a wider movement that's based on care for community and building community are going to be diluted. And either they're going to go, wow, the people next to me are fighting for me, even though they're quite different than me, and their bigotry is going to fade, or their bigotry might still be there. But as long as they're still pulling in the direction of the rest of the movement, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. And like, and I think that's important to remember, that any mass movement that's done anything from like a fucking, like a union movement to any kind of like movement for higher wages or lower work hours or whatever, has included a vast array of people who have very different opinions from one another and often fucking hate each other.
Yeah, and that in every fucking successful movement, there's been that.
Yeah.
You have to get over it.
You're not all going to be...
get over yourself and stop expecting everyone to be perfect. You have to join for a common cause and fucking get the work done. You
just otherwise...
have to set your shit aside, you little bitch, and fucking get the work done.
Otherwise, the Freedom Convoy is going to be the fucking... just the tip of the iceberg of shit that we're going to see.
Absolutely.
And like... Because what do you think is going to... Like, one of the things I wanted to say just before we go, and we don't need to belabor this much longer. We're already at, like, an hour, so...
That's insane.
Stop licking your balls when we're doing a podcast,
stop,
please.
Stop gnawing your mass hole. Sorry, continue.
Fuck, what was I saying?
Josh, you're looking at Josh like he's like, well, you were talking about the dialectic blah, blah.
Fuck me, what was I saying? Oh, so that the political consequences of this movement is that now, go away, go lay down.
Oh,
fuck
God.
Me, Josh.
The political consequences of this movement.
The political consequences of this movement are that the Conservative Party are going to see what a powerful thing this Freedom Convoy shit is, and they're going to start pandering to it.
Yeah.
And the Liberals are going to fill the vacuum of space to the right of center like they always do.
That's right.
That are left by the Conservatives who are going further to the right.
Yeah.
And the NDP are too busy with their thumbs up their own ass, not knowing where the fucking hell north is at any given time. So, like you see why it happens. You see why the fucking dragging to the right of all our fucking politics, of mainstream politics, just continues. Yeah. That's what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
We actually can't really turn that around at this point.
Yeah.
I think that in the last 2 weeks, we've seen a huge political shift. We're going to start seeing a very, very hard right shift in the Conservative Party and
definitely,
therefore in the Liberal Party as well.
Definitely. Everybody shifts right.
And we're fucked always when that happens.
Yep. It gets so, so much worse. But this is really important. It's really important that we start to work on our shit and we start to fucking organize, because with that shift right, we're losing a little bit more every single time.
But there's also this huge vacuous space.
That's right.
On the left.
Yeah.
That's just sitting there waiting for people to realize it's a better option.
Waiting for the taken.
So like...
Yeah.
Like with that comes optimism, right?
That's
with that kind of thing does come optimism, because it is sort of an accelerationist viewpoint of
I
like...
I was just going to say that like...
we're at that point now.
I know.
We're there.
And I have this conversation and I'm like, listen, like I'm not an accelerationist, I promise. But there is some optimism in this. There is.
Yeah. And the amount of times that that people on the left get proven correct over and over and over and over and over again. Eventually, people have to be like, all right, you know what? Maybe they have something to say that's worthwhile.
Yeah. When that happens, I don't know. But, you know, who?
Again, it only happens when you start organizing. It only happens when you actually get into workplaces and where you live, where you educate, and where you work, and you fucking organize those people. I don't care if it's three people. If you work in a shop with two other people, organize.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's hard. And don't just go in there and be like, hey guys, want to start a union? If you want to know how to do it properly without getting fired, go to the IWW.
Yeah.
We have courses. We have fucking Organizing 101 where we literally teach people how to do this shit without getting fired.
That's right.
And it's effective, by the way. It's one of the reasons I'm still a fucking member of that shitbox union is that we actually do some shit right.
We do. We did Starbucks right.
Yeah, Starbucks is mostly organizing under the IWW. I think maybe entirely.
No, I don't know if it's entirely, but it's majority.
The Starbucks workers union is affiliated with the IWW. Yeah, exactly. So.
And like, so come on, guys, come on.
We know what we're doing, kind of.
Come on.
We know what we're doing.
Just stop the infighting and let's organize some shit. Yeah. Everybody, let's
talk to your coworkers. You know, like I go into where I work and everybody's fucking miserable.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I just start talking about how much better Purolator was.
Yeah.
And they're like, really? Why do you think that is? Because they had a union. That's literally what I say.
Literally.
Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, that makes sense. There you go. You've just had a conversation where you're starting to agitate toward people towards something.
Right.
Like
you're
starting to think like, you know, you could get paid more for this job than we are. Or like just listening to people rant about their work, just engaging a coworker and saying, hey, how's your day going?
Yep.
That's literally what you have to do.
Yep.
Because they're probably going to be like, well, it's shit, man.
They're going to drop you fucking, some nuggets, man.
Fucking Carl's on my shit again. That motherfucker keeps giving me extra shifts when I told him I don't want them, but I also can't turn them down because I'm fucking broke and my joints hurt and my head hurts and I don't see my kids.
Yep.
Guess what? You're agitating now.
That's right.
You're getting people pissed off about their fucking conditions and that's what you need.
And if you're worried about, because you work remotely, I know a lot of people are working remotely now and they're like, well, how am I supposed to organize in a remote workplace?
And that is hard.
You can totally fucking do that, but you can still do it. And I think this is where we are going to have to see a major shift is organizing with remote workers because there's so many more remote workers now.
There are.
Yeah.
But there's still...
Yeah.
A lot of the health, education, logistics are people who still have to go to work every day.
That's true, but organizing any workplace is useful.
Yeah.
But this is a conversation that I've been having with one of the Wobblies about organizing like call center situations and things like that. Because I think it's an important part. I mean,
if you organize call centers, do they just cease to exist? I feel like they just cease to exist.
I would hope so. But here's the thing is like, if you organize call center, they're not going to cease to exist because there's still tons of money that where people need to do the things. But, we that industry is mostly young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, hey, that's like the low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Young people is the low hanging fruit. We can organize the young people.
Yeah, and organize if you're listening to this and you are at a university, whether you're a faculty member or a student or a groundskeeper, I don't care. If you're in an education setting, that's another fucking point where you need to be organizing.
Hell yeah!
Because free education and the erasure of student loans are one of the only ways we're getting out of this fucking situation.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
That's the other
thing.
So,
like...
Yeah, I got us started on a debt strike. You know? Like, I stopped paying back all of my debt. So, like, I got the ball rolling.
Totally by choice.
So, everybody... Anytime now...
Yeah, debt strike.
Anytime now,
a debt strike would be fucking incredible.
I got us going. You can...
If everybody stopped paying their student loans, what would they do?
Yeah, exactly.
What could they do?
I wouldn't look so bad. Maybe you guys could join me.
But seriously, what would they do?
There's nothing
they can
do. The whole
industry would collapse and they'd have to be like, okay, fine, don't pay them back. It would happen within a week.
Yep.
If everyone, like the second month that people stopped paying their loans, they would be gone. They would be gone because there's this whole industry infrastructure that is there in place to collect debt from people.
Yeah.
And if people stopped giving debt to those things, they wouldn't have the money to pay those people and the whole thing would just collapse upon itself.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people working in those fucking places also have student loans.
Yeah.
and they wouldn't be working that fucking job if they didn't.
That's right.
It's the irony and the horribleness of capitalism is that I get called by these motherfuckers at the National Student Loan Service Center who themselves have student loans they're trying to pay off, and they're on the phone trying to get me to pay mine off so they can pay theirs off. It's a fucking circular, tautological, poisonous system, and it will collapse upon itself.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're going to all going to have so much fucking fun. We'll be whistling zippity-doo out of our assholes. Sorry.
I have no idea what you're quoting right now.
Family Vacation.
Okay.
Every time you go on a rant and then you say holy shit at the end, I think of Chevy Chase every single time.
I do that often and it's not because of Chevy Chase.
No, but I had like a massive crush on young Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Kind of died off when I, you know.
When he turned into a huge piece of shit. Yeah. Well, he might have always been a huge piece of shit.
I think he was always a huge piece of shit. Yeah. But I had a huge crush on him and I will never let that go. But I have been obsessed with the National Lampoon's Family Vacation, Vegas Vacation, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, the only one that I really have seen enough times to remember anything of is Christmas Vacation.
He's got the family, he's got the rant in that one too about the bonus check.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, every single time he has a rant, I cream my pants. Yeah. Ew. I hate the word cream now.
Yeah.
I just decided. Anyway.
Also, just to let you know that any future episodes of This Is False will be a dedicated podcast for Formula One, because that is the only thing we care about now.
Yeah, it's true.
One of the reasons we haven't been doing this podcast is because we have been voraciously consuming all of the F1 content that we can for the last several months.
It's a problem.
We have now... we watched the first three seasons of F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix, and then we watched every single race and some qualifying,
for
the 2021 season to catch up so that we would be in a position that we are now, which is that we can now consume crazy amounts of YouTube content about the upcoming 2022 F1 season.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised if some of our episodes just are F1 fucking podcasts.
We started getting into, F1 theory videos.
Fuck yeah. I know how F1 car engines work now.
Yeah, we know about braking strategy. We know about tire strategy.
I don't know how my fucking car works at all, but I know how an F1 engine works.
I know about the regulations.
I'm sure there's some crossover.
Front wing. No, oh my god, it's ridiculous.
I can tell you what an MGU unit, MGU unit is redundant, but
MGU,
I can tell you what an MGU and an MKU is now, and how turbos work.
Yeah.
How the hybrid component of the V6 engine and F1 car works now.
It's irresponsible the amount of shit that we know, which is fun. And I do want to say something, because I'm going to hear about this if I don't mention this. The American is not in support of this, because he just keeps calling it bougie NASCAR.
It is bougie NASCAR. NASCAR too. Like, NASCAR's not bougie.
No, listen.
Come on, American.
He keeps on saying... praise Dale and raise Hale.
Oh, fuck off.
It's really fucking... he just likes trolling us.
All racing is bourgeois. These are fucking rich boys driving around their cars.
It's like the modern day Coliseum, but like...
I don't care. Formula One is compelling as shit.
Yeah, it is. It is so good. And here's the thing. If he had just watched that critically acclaimed Netflix documentary... that fucking Drive to Survive or whatever, if he had just watched that, then maybe he would be sucked in too, because I know he gets sucked into this shit. He does.
The Drive to Survive docuseries is the single most brilliant thing any sports league has done to promote
the
product.
The injection of fans
it's insane.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's insane.
I'm sitting here like gutter punk Ev, and I'm like, I fucking love F1. I will marry Carlos Sainz. I won't.
Well, no.
That's just the first
you
name.
You might marry Daniel Ricciardo.
I would absolutely.
No, you're going to marry Toto Wolff.
I'm going to marry Toto Wolff.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck Daniel Ricciardo, and I'm going to kill Juice Mouth fucking Verstappen.
I love we're just calling him Juice Mouth.
That's what he is. He's got a fucking juice mouth.
He's a fuck Max.
You ever see him fucking suck on that little Red Bull straw thing, and he's just like... mouth breathing his fucking way through life.
It's funny that we're like bullying a 23-year-old.
Whatever. Suck my dick.
Anyway, sorry. We're now turning this episode into an F1 podcast.
If you know what we're talking about, reach out to us. Well, I don't even check the emails, so I don't know. You might be reaching out to us at thisisfalsepodcast@protonmail.com.
Honestly, at this juncture in our life, the best way to get a hold of us is by sending us a DM on Instagram, because I actually check that shit.
Yeah, and I get notifications when they come up.
Yeah.
Same thing on Facebook, actually. If you message the This Is False page on Facebook, which we never use, but if you message it, I will see it on my phone.
Yeah.
You could email the thing. I should probably check the email. I just haven't. We don't have enough listeners to care. We used to have actual listeners. We used to have a lot of them. Yeah. Now we don't really have any.
We don't have any pressure now. We can talk about whatever the fuck we want. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah.
If we end up having listeners again, then that's cool. If not, I don't care.
Neat. I'm doing the jerk off motion.
You can always send me Interact e-transfers to to TravisWrightsMy@gmail.com. You can 100% do that. If you just want to send me some money.
Oh my God. You dipshit.
Do it. I dare you, you coward. You won't do it. If you're out there and you're making six figures, and maybe there's some of you. You're making six figures, throw some money our way. Just do it.
Just do it.
Because, man, listen.
Oh, my God.
I'm poor.
I'm
37, extremely educated, and broke off my ass. Okay?
Every episode has got to include Travis begging for money, otherwise it doesn't count as a tip episode.
And here's the thing, I now have this proven by many different jobs that I've worked. I'm a hard worker. I'm capable and competent.
How do I shut off your mic?
And you should just give me money.
Oh my God,
just give me some motherfucking money.
Okay,
just do it.
I'm out.
Just do it. If you make money, give it to me. Give me
all your monies are belong to us.
Just listen, break me off 5%, okay? That's all I'm asking. You know who you are out there. You know who you are. I know who you are. Break me off 5%. Just send it my way. Just slide it on over. Just consider it wealth redistribution.
Oh my God.
I'm so tired of being poor and working 50 hours a week. What is this horse shit?
This has gone off the rails. Oh God. I can't.
You're crying now.
Oh, you've made him cry.
Visa is coming after me, guys. Come on.
Oh my God.
Give me some money.
Dead strike.
Listen, Visa's not really coming after me right now. Well, they kind of are, actually.
They're gonna when you
start. No, they kind of are.
Death strike.
Death strike. No, they're not. Not if everybody
does
it.
Come on, guys. Debt strike. It's going to happen.
Not if everybody does it. If everybody does it, they won't.
Exactly.
How will they keep up? By hiring more people?
How
win-win.
Hire more people? Okay, let's end this fucking goddamn shit show. Calm down.
I need an audience.
Serenity now.
I'm so vain.
You are really vain.
I need an audience.
You probably think this podcast is about you.
It is about me. The fall of capitalism will happen at the tip of my finger.
Ugh.
That's what every leftist thinks at some point or another. You know it. You know you thought that at one point.
Oh, I did.
Everyone does.
100%. Every leftist. When I was like 13, I was like,
I am Che Guevara.
My name is Wed Ev. I am going to bring about
I'm going to get a podium. I'm going to get a hammer and sickle and I'm going to stick it to the front.
Imperialism is going to be at the hands of Wed Ev.
I'm going to get a wall and I'm going to get some guns and I'm going to start shooting people.
I better keep this jacket nice because it's going to be in a museum someday. Yeah. Wed Ev wore these boots.
Prime Minister.
I'm going to, yeah.
El Comandante. El Jefe.
El Jefe. You can
okay.
Call me F.
Fine.
Okay.
You can go. Hey, we're doing okay, by the way. I'm mostly joking. I don't like my life, but when have I? I ask you, when have I liked my life?
That's true.
You know? We live in Halifax. It's beautiful. We get generational snowstorms twice a week. It's fucking outstanding. We're getting one right now.
When are we not getting one?
It literally doesn't just medium snow. It's either no snow or 40 centimeters. There's no in between.
It's no snow or yes snow.
Just give me give me 5 to 10 centimeters so I can go out there and shovel the driveway in 5 minutes and just go, there we go, now I'm good. What is this foot of snow shit?
I don't know, man.
I fucking hate winter.
Oh my god. Let's go. So pathetic right now.
Give me money. Just fucking do it. Interact e-transfer. Travis writes my...
Oh my god.
Listen. Travis writes my gmail.com. I know I'm saying my real name on this podcast for the first time. I don't even care. Just give me money. Just do it. I challenge you, dear listener.
Oh my god. I challenge you, dear just listener. Just do it. Listen, make it all the way through to the end of this. If you've made
it this far. I bet you I get some money. I bet you someone sends me money.
If someone sends you money, you're buying me a fucking blizzard. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Get this goddamn microphone out of my face.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.